Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali fourth quarter results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Paola Buratti, Investor Relations Officer. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to all of you. I'm very pleased to introduce Banca Generali's first quarter results presentation. Here with me, Giorgio Girelli, CEO, Pier Mario Motta, General Manager, and Giancarlo Francel, CFO. At the end of the presentation, we will be glad to take your questions. Now, I'll hand it over to Giorgio Girelli.
Good evening to everyone. Thanks for being here and listening to the presentation of Banca Generali. We prepared a few slides for explaining results of first quarter. I hope that all of you have in your hands this presentation. Slide number two, the agenda. It contains the main items of the results. I would say, as a foreword, that we are very glad of these results because we consider them fully aligned with the main pillars of the industrial plan that we presented some weeks ago to the market. If you remember, in the industrial plan, there were three main pillars. The first was a strong growth of the net inflows that was achieved. The second was an increase in asset profitability that was achieved, as well as a strong cost control. I would say that all these three main pillars were fully respected, and we can come through them as a result to a very interesting growth of the industrial profitability, saying earning before taxes and depreciation, that is coming up 44%. So coming to the first slide, number three, I think that it's worthwhile to comment a bit that what is happening in the Italian asset management industry is definitely in line with what we saw in the last year. And we can say that definitely the advisor is really the winning tool for generation of superior inflows. You see here in the first 3 months of 2007, we had roughly 11 billion of outflows coming from the banking system in the asset management product, and with a slight positive result of the financial advisors sector, meaning 0.4 billion. If you saw the most recent data that came out Saturday, if I'm not wrong, they say that also in April we had about 2.5 billion of outflows in the system. So I would say that definitely it is what is the basis of our industrial plan. We think that Italian clients are asking more and more advice in their investment choices, and definitely this advice can be given by a company with the capability to provide advice, and financial advisors are. So I think that this first 3 months of the year clearly were in the direction of the basis of our industrial plan. Coming to the slide number four, we can comment there very positive results of Banca Generali in the net inflows. You see the first 3 months we had about 700 million of net inflows. I would say that we have to say that the market share of Banca Generali versus 2006 definitely grew up. Grew up from 16.7 to 21.4. We are very satisfied about these results because this means that Banca Generali is more and more one of the most important actors in this industry, and we had about one quarter of the total net inflows of this industry in the first 3 months. The net inflows for April are very good as well. We are not able yet now to give definitive results because we are still waiting some details on that. You know that we have a strong government architecture system, so it's more complex than for other competitors to have the definitive results of net inflows. But our estimates at the end of April are around 820, 850, and I would say that we are much more versus 850 as the definite result. So I would say that it's a very good figure, even considering that April was a month in Italy with a few working days because we had Easter. Then we had Liberation Day, the 25th of April, so several opportunities for customers to take holidays. So I would say that April had about 13 working days versus the usual 20. So also the data of April were very, very strong, and we see that also the beginning of May is very strong as well. If you look at the total assets of the bank, we had at the end of 2006 we had 23.7 billion, and at the end of March we had 24.4. So meaning 3% more in the assets. So about 1% per month of growth. I would say that this increase was made mainly by net inflows because you know that. In the middle of February, we had a slowdown in equity markets. So I don't have still the definitive results, but I think that this 3% is mainly given by net inflows and not so much from performances. Coming to slide 5, I would like to comment fastly with you the main figures. We prefer to comment like-for-like basis and not the reported figures. You know that the difference between the reported and like-for-like is that in the first 3 months of 2006 we didn't have in our perimeter, we didn't have BSI Italy. And so we prefer to comment the first quarter of 2007 comparing it with a like-for-like basis. You find in the annexes also you find the comparison of the reported figures that of course the increase the percentage are higher than like for like. But also considering like for like basis, we see very, very good numbers. We have a very strong increase of net interest income that is coming up from 5.6 to 9.8, so an increase of 75.6%. I would say that this strongest increase, we are very glad of this because it's going to demonstrate that our banking strategy is working. If you want to have some further details, this increase is made about 50% coming from volumes and 50% from interest rates. You know that from the first quarter of 2006 we have an increase of interest rates, but it takes about 50% of the increase. The other 50 is coming from more volumes. The net commissions are coming up of 18.1%, so it's a good number. Consider that in the first 3 months of the year, we were not so strong in the collection of important products like discretionary accounts. we will see in the end of this presentation, at the last stage, one of the reasons we are going to launch, and we will launch next Monday, a new product, very important for our network. So we can say that our network was a bit waiting for these new opportunities for the clients. Apart from that, the net commissions went up, in my opinion, very well, went up 18.1%. And even if we had a very lower result in the net income of the financial activities, so the trading activity and the dividends, because we came down from 4.5 to 1.6 with a decrease of about 63%, we were able to have a net banking income coming up 17%. So, all in all, as we will see here after, we are very satisfied of the results, even because we expect much more in the next weeks, as I will see here after. We are very, very satisfied also about another main pillar of our industrial plan. Who knows it knows that operative costs for us are fundamental for our company. And you see here that the net operating expenses went down 0.8%. So I consider very good result there. I think that is made mainly by the fantastic work that was made by my colleagues in the integration of BSI. So we were able to integrate all the staff activities in Banca Generali, and so reducing dramatically the cost. All in all, we went down from 30 million to 30 million. As a result of that, we had an operating profit coming up from 13.9 to 21.6, with a very high growth of 55.6%. Then you see below that you see provisions for the recruitment. We had here 12 million euro of provisions, out of which for provision for recruitment of new financial advisors is about 10 million. The bank, as we will see hereafter, was very keen in taking some very good professionals from the market. We took from the best companies on the market, and I think that the results were very positive. As a result of that, you know that in our industrial plan we said that we should have concentrated our recruitment efforts more in the first half of 2007 than in the second half, and this is exactly what we did. So we concentrated recruitment in the first half. Considering these provisions, we came from 1 million of income before taxation of the first quarter of 2006 to 9.6 of the first quarter of 2007. The net profit is coming up from 0.2 of last year to 4.7 of this year, so roughly five times more. I would comment also very important figures for us that are cost-income ratio. We had cost-income ratio, like-for-like basis, last year 63.5 and went down to 55.1. I would say that in the first 3 months of this year, we accounted less expenses, and probably we will have slightly more expenses in the remaining 9 months of 2007. So probably the cost income ratio for 2007 will not remain to 55. Will be slightly over, but we are very confident that to close 07 well below, definitely well below the 60%. The earnings before taxes and depreciation went up from 16 million to 23.1 million. So these are the main important, the most important figures of our profit and loss. Coming to page six, we just showed here three main key performance indicators. The first is asset under management profitability. We had, in the first quarter, we had 1.37 versus 1.34 of total year 06. So the bank is going up in the profitability with a very sound pace, and we are confident to be well in track to keep and to achieve the results that we made to ourselves in our industrial plan. I already said something about the cost-income ratio. The cost-income ratio was at the end of 05 was 70.1, went down to 62, and now is 55.1%. Even considering what I said before about cost and some further costs that we will have to spend in the remaining part of the year, and particularly the training for financial advisors, that is very important. We will have a very sound training program for our network, and we are developing new projects that will have some requirements with IT systems. But we are very, very glad about this figure of the cost management, because I think that is one of the most important levers that we have in our hands, and we are managing it. Earning before taxes and depreciation, I already said we had 23.2 million euro. Just for a comparison, we had in the total year 05, we had roughly 35 million, and we had in the total year 06, we had about 70 million. So also the industrial results of the bank is going very well. Page 7, we would like to say something about the recruitment. So we put here some figure for demonstrating how good is the work that is going to happen. We had in the Banca Generali network, we had 18 recruitment, and we had in the BSI, we had 18 recruitment as well. You see below that the potential for each of these financial advisors is very interesting for us, because in Banca Generali we hire people with potential assets of about 10 million, and in BSI we hire people with 22 million per each. We are definitely in line with our targets in recruitment. We said in the industrial plan that for the private bankers of BSI, our target was 30. At the end of the 3 months, we are 16, and as of today, we are already 19. In the customer relationship officer of BSI, we had a target for this year of 15, and we recruited already 6. And the financial advisors of Banca Generali, we had 70 as target, and we had until now 12. So definitely we are in line with the targets, and even much well ahead in respect of the private bankers of BSI. All in all, yes, we had 48 people that went out from Banca Generali, but you see that the 70% of them, so 33, were very small financial advisors with assets below of 4 million per each. So all in all, is going on the strategy of the bank to have much more high quality people. You see here that we have now 1,871 financial advisors, including BSI and Banca Generali, and the 30% is over 10 million. The 43% is among between 4 and 10, and 27 is below 4. Look only at the end of 2005, we had 40% of the network below 4 million, while we have now 27. And the strategy of the bank is definitely to go on in this strategy to have only high-quality people. Page 8. We want to comment how the top line of Banca Generali is becoming more and more composed by recurring and non-volatile components. If we take the breakdown of the net banking income, we have the total year 2006. We had the net interest margin that weighted 15%, net commission 77%, and net income from trading and dividends 8%. The end of the first quarter, the figures are, in my opinion, more positive. We have 19% come from a very steady component that is the net interest margin, and as I said, is the demonstration of a good working of the banking strategy, and a decrease of the non-volatile components, because you see that net income from trading and dividends is going down from 8 to 3%. If you look at the breakdown of the gross commissions, also always considering full year 2006 and first quarter 2007, you see that firm fees is coming up from 21 to 23%. Management fees remain stable to 68%. Banking revenues come up from 7 to 9. And I would like to underline that we don't have any performance fees inside the gross commission. So I would say that the growth of the top line of Banca Generali is, as a result, I would say, all made by non-volatile and steady components. The last slide, slide number 9, just to comment briefly the new products that are in the pipeline, and that, in our opinion, can give a very important boost to inflows and profitability. We will launch next Monday, so May 14, a new protected capital discretionary account made of two lines. The first is called Alpha. Is made by the best in class of international markets, so funds made of third parties and Banca Generali funds, just for selection, the best opportunities in the market with the protection of the capital. You know that in Italy, particularly now that we are in the top of the markets, people require very, very much the protection of their investment, and we think that through this product that will be made by Alpha and Chin India, that is the commercial or the commercial name of this product, that is it's a product always with a discretionary account with third parties, Indian and Chinese funds. So we are very confident of this product, and our network is waiting for them because they think very appropriate for serving at best the needs and the requests of their clients. Within June, we will launch a new SICAV of ours, of BG SICAV. This is made by Chinese and Indian funds, so it's a SICAV. Fund of funds that will be launched in June. We are waiting for the full results of the launch of the flexible funds that we made in the second half of 2006. So flexible Italian equities, global flexible equities, and flexible bond. That gave very good results in terms of performances. From the launch date to today, we have Italian equity that performed 10.7% and flexible global equities that performed 9.5%. So we had some warming up month in the last part of the 06, and so we are confident to have very good results in this year. Just to conclude the pension plans, you know that in Italy it's an important issue. We have a new line of pension plans combined with lending facilities that we can give to the company for giving facilities for the substitution of the TFR. So I have concluded my presentation. We are here able to take your question. Thanks.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, everybody. Congratulations for the first quarter results. I have a general question, actually. I just wanted to ask you your feeling about the remaining part of 2007. We are still witnessing today the indications coming from Assogestioni on the outflows at the market level, the asset managers that are still performing well. There is confusion about the future of some of your competitors, such as Eurizon, Banca Fideuram, etc. I wanted to understand if this is still a very good opportunity for you to grow in terms of getting good recruitment opportunities, and if this may allow you to increase in this sense thanks to the opportunities the market offers you right now to grow faster than what you have outlined at the business plan. And secondly, since the inflows are still doing well, if your 2 billion indication could be somehow considered conservative at this stage. Thank you.
Okay. I would say the first part of your question. Yes, we are very positive from the market trends, because we see, as I said before, that for financial advisors it's a very good moment, because they can exploit. I would say that I see some from the traditional banks. It seems to me that they are not so interested to the asset management business. I would say that 10 million in the first 3 months, and already 12.5 are dramatic figure, and I would say that probably traditional banks they are not so much interested in going on with this business. I don't think that these outflows are coming only from clients that are not satisfied. I think that there is something more in the strategies of the bank and of the traditional banks, and definitely this is very positive for us, because I would say that leaves for us a very open room for affluent and private clients that need to have consultancy and need to have support. You said something about Horizon. I cannot obviously comment about that. Definitely, I think that Banca Generali is now very attractive in the market. Many financial advisors are coming to us, not only from Banca Fideuram, but also from other very important companies, like, in example, Finanza Futuro. So I would say that the capability, the attractiveness of Banca Generali at the time being is high. The results of the bank are very good. And I would say that Banca Generali can be considered like a sound harbor for financial advisors for developing in their business.
Thank you.
There is another question about if we consider prudent our inflows. we don't consider so prudent the targets of our inflows. You see here in the first page that with about 700 million, we were number one of the market with 21% of market share. So I think that we are going with a very high pace of growth. I don't know what will happen in this year, in the remaining part of 2007, so I don't consider this assumption of roughly 2 billion so conservative. Even if, of course, we would be very glad to do better, this is clear.
Just a classification, would you ever consider pushing recruitment higher than what you planned at the beginning, just because the conditions of the market allow you to.
We will be very careful about that, because we want to satisfy all the conditions that we promised to the market in our industrial plan, also the results in terms of profitability, net profitability. So we will consider very carefully everything. We consider to have sound assets. And so we will work both in developing the assets and in bettering the net profits as we promised in our industrial plan.
No, thank you.
Posso solo dire sono Motta, buonasera. Posso solo dire una cosa, alcune debolezze di alcuni competitors non ci mettono in condizione, come ha già detto Giorgio, di incrementare significativamente il numero dei reclutamenti delle masse per gli impegni presi durante la presentazione del piano industriale, però sicuramente ci agevolano nel poter scegliere qualità di promotori finanziari molto 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 elevata, e questo indubbiamente ci aiuta sia nella realizzazione degli obiettivi di raccolta netta, ma ci aiuterà anche in quelli di qualitativi, quindi di margini commissionali, perché migliora la qualità dei promotori, indubbiamente prima servono meglio la clientela e prima arrivano break even, quindi questo è un punto importante per noi.
So for the non-Italian speakers, Pier Mario Motta commented saying that we were now in the position of choosing the best advisors, so some difficulties that some competitors has could give us some better ways or opportunities to choose the best people and to increase more and more the quality of our network. So we think that we are now in a very good standing in this point.
The next question is from Ms. Simonetta Chiriotti of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, good evening. Just a couple of questions. The first one, again on recruitment, the weakness of your competitors, I was wondering, is giving you the opportunity of recruiting people at a lower cost? And the second question on commission income breakdown, if you could give us a breakdown of commissions for the first quarter of 2006. Thank you.
Yeah, in the recruitment, we said that we can exploit a good situation there. I don't know how much this can be translated in lower cost, because as we said, we are targeting to the best financial advisors. And so you know that these kind of guys, we are talking about guys of sometimes with assets of 50 or 60 million. So the price that we are paying, we said several times also during the IPO, are market prices. And I think that also for the next period of time, we will go on with such level of cost.
Peraltro, buonasera, peraltro c'è tutta la nostra concorrenza che sta contattando, diciamo, i profili che a noi interessano maggiormente con delle offerte economiche che non sono assolutamente distanti dalle nostre, anzi anche in qualche caso le battono, quindi diciamo che il costo del reclutamento rimarrà sui livelli che abbiamo già dichiarato più volte in questi incontri, che noi riteniamo assolutamente convenienti, ma che difficilmente potremmo abbattere proprio perché c'è molta competizione su quei profili così interessanti.
Ok, now I would let Mr. Fancel answer the second part of your question.
So good evening. In terms of the breakdown of the gross commissions, the gross commission increased to 74.4 million, plus 24%, and 24% on homogeneous basis. The management, the mainly part of commissions are the management fees, around 68% versus the total of 71% with the first quarter 2006. The weight of entry fees went to from 18% in the first quarter 2006 to 23% in the first quarter 2007. So this is the main the main composition of the gross commissions.
And did you earn any performance fee in the first quarter of 2006?
No. The increase in the gross commission that I mentioned, it was obtained without performance fees. In other terms, we have not accounted, as specified in our presentation, in the slide number, number 8, no performance fees are included in the first quarter 2007.
I was wondering if there was any performance fee in the first quarter of 2006, so last year.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't also in 2006. I would say that, just for giving you a rough indication, you know that the performance fees on Italian mutual funds can be accounted only at the end of the year. But just for giving you an indication, at the end of the March of 2007, we had about 8 million of performance fees that were matured on our mutual funds, but of course we didn't accounted nothing on the profit and loss.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Bob Battis of Fox Pit. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, it's Bob Yates from Fox Pit Kelton. Just a couple of questions, if I may. Could you please confirm the amount of the net inflows for the first quarter that were associated with recruitment? And the second question was whether you could just comment on the tax charge, which was just a little over 50%, I think, in the first quarter.
Okay. In the net inflows of 2007, the recruitment accounted for about 300 million, and there were people recruited in 2007 and people recruited in 2006 that transferred the new assets in 2007. Can you repeat, please, the second question?
Yes, the second question just related to the tax charge.
Okay, fine. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. You see here that we have a tax rate high, and the reason is that it is due to one part of the tax system in Italy on the companies that it is called IRAP. It's a progressive taxation on the income, and so proportionally it comes down when the profits goes up. So we think that the end of the year we will have definitely a tax rate in line with what we prospected in the industrial plan. So you have to consider this tax rate extraordinary and not something that will happen for total year 2007.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Luca Orsini of One Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, my name is Luca Orsini. Good afternoon, everyone. I got Two questions. The first question is on is again on the net interest income. If you can just try to explain us how you got such a big increase. And the second question is that if you have any kind of target or ideas or objective of new FAs that you're looking to get for year end.
Yeah. Okay. The first, I just tried before to explain something. The net interest income is coming, the increase is coming 50% from benefits in tax rate, in the interest rate, because interest rate went up to about 4%. And we retain in our business more than 50% as interest margin on the assets that the clients have with us. So we have, as I said, 50% of the growth coming from the growth of the interest rate, and 50% coming from new volumes, because our banking strategy is working. And the clients are giving to us new money in current accounts that is going to be transferred in asset management and in life insurance, and it is also profitable when it stays in the current account. So to come to an answer, I would say that the increase is both coming from interest rates and volume increase. The second year question, our targets, I would say that we, at the time being, we can confirm the targets that we have in our industrial plan. That we have, if you remember, we had in the private banker of BSI, we had 30. We could be slightly over than 30. We could be 30, 35, 36. Then we had 15 CROs employees, and I think that perhaps could be 10 or 15, so we could shift 5 from CROs to private bankers, and we can roughly confirm the 70 financial advisors in Banca Generali with assets over than 4 million. So the time being, I think that we can confirm. What is much better is that we find that our company is more and more attractive from financial advisors, and so gives to us more facility to choose the best people.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Athanasio Pantarotas of Chevron. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening. Just one more question regarding the quality of net inflow during the first quarter. We saw that mainly the net inflow was concentrated in mutual funds and non-managed accounts. Mm-hmm. So it's likely that the quality was a bit poor compared to the other kind of products. I wonder if this was due mainly to the new assets transferred by new clients that mainly go to the non-managed accounts, or so if we can expect that this trend could continue, even if I saw that you are going to launch new products with, I guess, higher margin in the next weeks. Thanks.
Okay. I would ask to Mr. Motta to answer. I will try to translate.
Grazie. Allora, provo a dare uno spaccato del primo trimestre di quello che sta accadendo. Rispetto al piano industriale, per quel che riguarda la parte assicurativa, è assolutamente in linea, perché siamo esattamente a un quarto del programmato, e anche il trend di aprile è assolutamente in linea.
Yeah, in the first quarter we are definitely in line with life insurance. That is where we had very good results.
Per quel che riguarda la parte gestita, abbiamo avuto, è vero, una concentrazione sui fondi di casa piuttosto che sulle gestioni patrimoniali, però questo ci ha messo in condizione di avere meno 250 milioni di fondi di terzi e più 215 milioni di fondi di casa. Questo significa un incremento di circa il 35% di provvigioni per Banca Generali.
In the asset management part, we had in the first 3 months, we had a minus 250 million of third parties products, mainly, I would say, bond funds and money market, and with an increase of in-house products of 200 million euro. So definitely it's something that is very well for our profit and loss.
Per quel che riguarda le gestioni patrimoniali, che sono diminuite di, parlo delle gestioni in fondi, diminuite di 117 milioni contro le gestioni invece miste, cresciute di 83 milioni, è spiegabile perché settimana prossima lanceremo queste due nuove gestioni e la rete ormai è un paio di mesi che sta attendendo i nuovi prodotti e non colloca le gestioni, diciamo, tradizionali, quelle che abbiamo in essere.
In the discretionary accounts, we have minus 117 million in discretionary accounts with mutual funds, and we had plus 83 of discretionary accounts made by mutual funds, stocks, and bonds. So what we call a mixed discretionary accounts. The reason is that what I said before, that our network is waiting for the launch of the new product that I mentioned before, so Alpha and the Chin India, and so it's typical in the networks. Then when they wait a new product, they are a bit lazy in selling the actual products.
C'è un fattore aggiuntivo che l'anno scorso i corsi dei titoli sono scesi molto a seguito della crescita dei tassi e quando accade ciò le gestioni patrimoniali soffrono un po', la presentazione delle gestioni patrimoniali ai clienti soffre un po'. Non abbiamo voluto forzare la parte commerciale in questo segmento proprio in attesa dei prodotti nuovi. La stima che abbiamo, che pensiamo di realizzare già a fine del primo semestre, ci dovrebbe rimettere in velocità con le aspettative di piano industriale, quindi siamo confidenti di mantenere quel passo.
We have to say also that, as you know, the interest rates were not positive for the mutual funds in 06, and so due to that, the performances of mutual funds in bond funds were not so brilliant, and we didn't want to force our network to sell these products. So this is another reason of the results of the first quarter, but we are very confident that with the new products that I mentioned before, so the new discretionary accounts, the new SICAV, and the new flexible funds that have been very carefully studied by our network, and so we expect very good results from them.
Okay, thank you.
So,
excuse me, there is one more question from Ms. Giuliana Baglari of HDB Milan. Please go ahead, madam.
Yeah, thank you. Just a question on net inflows again. How much of net inflows was represented by institutional assets? And the second question, other details, how much is of your asset is represented by equities?
Okay, fine. Institutional assets in the net inflows are a limited amount. They come from Syngenia, and roughly they are 100 million, more or less. The second part, if you can repeat, please.
Well, my second question was on the share of equities on your total funds.
Okay. The share of equities is still more or less the same of the end of 06, and is I'm about 55% of the total assets in the asset management, I mean, so about 13.4, something like that. So about 13.4, 55% are made up by equity and balanced funds.
Thank you. Excuse me, there is one follow-up question from Mr. Luca Orsini. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, it's a follow-up on the question of the colleague. Is, and on the new money that you've raised in the quarter, what is the share of equity versus non-equity related product?
You are meaning in the
la raccolta netta del primo trimestre.
Okay. I have not under on my hands this answer, and we can provide you immediately after. I don't have here now.
Okay. I'll wait for an email from Paola then. Okay.
Yeah, Paola will send it to you.
Okay.
Sorry, but we don't...
No, don't worry. It's a granular question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There are no more questions at this time.
Okay, so assuming that there are not further questions, I would like to thank warmly all of you for being there this evening with us. I wish you a pleasant evening and see you very soon.